ABC Radio Australia.
Tongan and Australian musicians Vika and Linda Bull have scored their first number one album on the ARIA charts with their latest album, Akila Toa, an anthology of their greatest hits from 1994 to 2006. Vika and Linda are two of the most recognisable voices in Australian music, and they began singing with their mum at their Tongan community church in Melbourne. Vika and Linda do almost everything together, but like all family members, there's also a healthy dose of sibling rivalry between the two as well. Vika and Linda Bull spoke to ABC reporter Talia Olatia about the new album, Akila Toa, and growing up in Tongan, growing up as Tongans in Australia.
Well, our mother came to Australia in 1959 during the White Australia policy. It was a very hard time for her, but she came to study nursing and met our father, who is white, and they fell in love. They clicked, and Dad just thought she was the most beautiful, most exotic thing he'd ever seen in his life. They got married and they settled in Doncaster, and we were the only Tongan Australian family in the street. And, you know, Mum and Dad made a really beautiful life for us. I mean, they copped it a bit, you know, being a mixed-race couple, but they loved one another and they worked really, really well together. And the Tongans started coming out slowly to Australia and they formed their own church. And so every Sunday they'd go to church and then they'd end up at our place having their umu and singing their songs and, you know, roasting their pigs. And so life was very interesting.
Well, I think our father was very welcoming to the Tongans, So he liked it when everyone came back after church.
I think because Dad really thought the Tongan culture was so rich.
Yeah.
Just because of their singing, their customs, their dance.
And food.
He just thought it was such a beautiful culture and he wanted us to know as much as we could about our mother's way of life and where she came from. He didn't want that to be sort of hidden, and so he encouraged us to learn the customs and the language, and we learned how to dance, and you know, as much as we could.
And we had a very Aussie upbringing too.
Yeah. Sorry, that's all right. You didn't interrupt.
You mentioned church, and I don't want to stereotype, going, "Oh, you guys are Tongan. You went to church. That's obviously where you learnt how to sing." But is church the place where you guys listened to music and thought, "There's something about this that I really love"?
Well, we were made to go to church.
it wasn't our choice.
But we were mainly forced to sit down and listen because of the choir. Dad loved the singing so much. He really wanted us to hear as much as we could because he just absolutely adores the way the Tongans sing. Somehow I think that must have sunk into our subconscious because, you know, we were very, very young. And then we just sort of started singing around the house. Singing, you know, to all the ads on TV, singing all the television theme songs, singing to the radio, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
We sang everything. And then Mum thought, my girls can sing in tune a bit. Mum is a great singer, very powerful voice. So she taught us how to sing. She taught us how to sing in harmony. She knew I had the high voice. She knew Linda had the low voice. So she would teach us our parts. So it kind of started from there.
You left me crying.
People like Paul Kelly, Archie Roach, when they talk of Vika and Linda Bull, they're talking about your amazing harmonies, and it's incredible that it was your mum who recognised that and then taught you how to do it. What was it like from, you know, obviously going from singing around the house and singing with your mum to then going, music's going to be my career, so I'm now going to go and try and break into the music industry?
Mum didn't like it very much. She didn't think of singing as a career so much. She thought, you know, you go to school, you study hard and you become a teacher or a nurse like she did.
She wanted me to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
So did my parents.
I've always wanted to be a singer though, Tali. It was always what I was going to do. Not so much Linda. Linda's very creative. She's beautiful with visual kind of art. That's what you want to do, isn't it, Linda?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when we said we're going to be singers, it was like, oh, no, you're not. You know, we're going to join a rock and roll band. And she was like, over my dead body, girls. And she said, okay, I'll make you a deal. Get a qualification. Once you get that qualification, you can do whatever you like. So I did that. Linda went to uni. And then we decided, oh, we weren't enjoying it too much, so we decided to come together and sing. I said, let Linda come and join me. Let's sing together because we know we can harmonise. And that's where it started. And Mum sort of thought, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to stop them. So she reluctantly kind of supported us.
Would you say?
Yeah, she lost two kids to music is what she said. Now, that in itself is like, well, we're not lost. We're just, you know, I think she underestimated that, you know, two is the strength, the strength in numbers. You know, life on the road in that environment can be very lonely and there are a lot of traps. So we were lucky that we'd pull each other into line. And I think that's been one of the secrets to our longevity. We were very different and we made it work because, no, we didn't want our mum to be proven right. But Vicar ultimately is a boss because she's, you know, the eldest sister only by a smidgen. But
very important, you know, the eldest is the eldest. Mm. And especially if you're a girl, it's like you're revered.
Don't get carried away.
Just kidding.
Calm down.
The reason why I'm talking to you is because you've got a greatest hits album and you've brought that out. And I just think anyone who can bring out a best of album obviously has had a great career. So tell me about the album and specifically why you gave a shout out to Tonga in the title of the album of your greatest hits.
Oh, well, that's because, oh, thank you for asking that. And the reason why is because we're Tongan Australian. We wanted Tonga represented and we wanted Australia represented. So simply put, a Tongan word will get people speaking the language. They would ask about the culture. There are songs on the record that were influenced very heavily by Tongan culture. We sing a Kilatoa, the title track, all in Tongan. And, you know, there's like musical influences, the instruments we use. We sang with the Mossi Mossi Choir on a song we wrote for our grandfather, famous choir in Tonga.
Kava Club.
Kava Club. We used lalis on some of the tracks. So we wanted to kind of bring that in so people understood it wasn't just rock and roll, it wasn't just reggae, gospel, soul, country. It was also a nod to our mum's culture, which is very important. Equally as important.
Now, as someone who both cannot sing and cannot speak another language, is there a difference when you sing in Tongan compared to when you speak in English, or is it the same kind of feelings that you're feeling when you sing in different languages?
Well, we only know how to sing one song in Tongan.
We'd but, like to say more.
Yeah, I think growing up listening to Mum's Tongan tapes, and you can hear the feeling, the sentiment in a song. And that song, Akilatoa, was on a record, one of Mum's records. And we used to play that song over and over and over because we could hear the kind of the yearning and the love in that song. This is my life and she's surrounded by undying love. I think that's the first line of the song. And
so Which we stuffed up
when we were... Yeah, we mispronounced it. That's another story, Tali.
Yeah.
But no, I also want to hear that story, so we're going to come back to it.
But we could hear how the emotion in songs, in the way they sang. So when you sing in their language, you feel it, you can hear it, so you can interpret it your way. But, of course, Mum had to explain to us what the song was about before we attacked it ourselves, or should I say slaughtered it.
Attacked.
Slaughtered. Because the opening line is, this is my life, and we mispronounced, you know, one vowel or left off something, and Mum said, oh, you haven't recorded it, have you? And we said, what? She goes, well, you stuff it up. The opening line is, this is my life, and you sing, this is my behind.
So is that actually on the recording? Or did you have to re-record it?
No, we didn't. Too late.
And have any Tongans listened to it who haven't been your mum and gone, well, do you realise you screwed up that first line?
Well, you know, they're a bit more polite than our mother. Like, you idiots! You know, I bumped into a cousin the other day and she goes, I heard your Tongan song. Gee, you don't sing Tongan too well. She did. I haven't told the family yet, but she's a very honest cousin. Well, you know what? It's so, at least we had a go. Yeah. You know? At least we tried. And I mean, I'm well aware that we have very broad Australian accents and that, of course, you know, speaking in Tongan language, we're going to sound like a couple of Aussies.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I don't make fun of other people that try to speak English with their accents. It doesn't seem to worry.
You just made fun of Mum.
Yeah, but that's cute. I love her Tongan accent. We're allowed to make fun of our own mother.
Yeah, because she makes fun of us.
Yeah.
Best Of is really a combination of what we feel is our best songs from 5 studio albums and 2 live recordings. So we're trying to give people a cross-section of where we have gone as singers. So it covers rock and roll, country music, gospel, soul, a bit of everything. But they're also songs that are very dear to us, songs that we kind of are very fond of as well, not just well-known songs.
Did you agree on the 28 songs that would make the album?
I think we agree.
Eventually we did, yeah.
Yeah, there's a few that we probably left off by mistake, but, you know, you have to make a decision and just go, okay, that's it, and live with it. So we're moving on to the next chapter, making more records, and maybe next time we can kind of extend that anthology.
Well, hopefully we'll have another, you know, 20 years, hopefully. Well, I'd like to still be singing in my 70s. I don't know about Lily, but. We could become jazz singers.
Year after year, just 1 year at a time, thanks.
I guess finally, final question, do you have a message to the Pacific Islands? Because I no doubt imagine they're very excited to hear you on the radio right now.
A message for our beautiful family in Tonga is we love you very much. Ofatu.
Ofatu.
And love to everyone because Tonga's in complete lockdown and luckily, the virus hasn't hit there, touch wood, you know. But, you know, we've lost some cousins and things during this time and they haven't been able to go to the funeral and things like that. So, you know, it's been tough, so we just send a lot of love.
And a lot of love to everyone in the islands as well, not just Tonga.
Yeah.